it's been a blast. This is not really like work to come here and promote the Radiothon, because you just get such a great feeling here. There's so much energy in the building, and so many people are coming in and out, whether they're coming to make a donation or they're coming to volunteer. And right now I'm with Barb Haney. She's director of the Wildlife Program at the SPCA serving Erie County. You've actually been with the program for a while, haven't you, Barb?
I've been director of wildlife for 3 years. I've been working here at the SPCA for 5 years. But as you know, the SPCA is a part of all of us. It's a part of our neighborhood. It's a legacy organization. And I've had family that's worked here, too. So this is a big deal for me and for the community.
You know, and I know it's an open house today. And one of the highlights for a lot of people is going back to visit the wildlife area. What do they see when they come through?
Right. We don't generally let the public back into the wildlife area because it is a wildlife hospital and we have patients there. But right now it's a little quiet. So in the winter, we don't see as many animals, but you'll see where we care for the animals. We do have a baby pigeon, of all things, that came in from the airport just yesterday. We have a red-tailed hawk that we're going to be releasing shortly. And we have our educational animals. We have our screech owl that's blind in one eye that we keep that goes into schools and teaches kids about wildlife, about raptors, and about how important it is to really consider the things that we do in our yard and how that affects wildlife as a whole.
You know, often you think of the SPCA, when you think of rescues, you're thinking about dogs and cats, but when it comes to rescues of wildlife, this makes a huge impact.
Absolutely. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for some really, really kind humans, because every single wild animal that comes to us, it has had some sort of encounter with a human that has decided, you know what, something's wrong with this animal. I'm either going to call somebody and see if they can come and get it, or I'm going to bring it in myself. It's the humans that really make the difference. And, you know, without us even trying, we do so many things that negatively affect wildlife. So when we can do something that helps them, it makes a huge difference in that individual that might call about that animal, in that person that brings it in. And not only, you know, there's good stories, right? We get them back into the wild, but sometimes there's animals that are just so darn broken that we're also doing a kind thing and a good thing when we can alleviate that suffering. And that's something that we provide too for people that might see an animal suffering. And that's not that's a kind thing too.
Right. You must get a lot of questions that get called in here.
8,000 wildlife calls a year. Yeah, we get all sorts of questions from, you know, I think there's an eagle in my backyard and it might turn into a baby pigeon, to, all sorts of things. What do I do if there's a raccoon under my deck? Yeah, and we'll take all those questions. We really, that's our mission, is really to help humans and wildlife cohabitate and live without negatively impacting each other.
And how big is your department?
So we only have a staff of 3.
Wow. I can't believe you do all that with 3 people.
We have 100 volunteers.
Right.
Again, you know, and the wildlife department is here out of the kindness of everyone's heart in Western New York. It is strictly donation based. We do not charge any. There are no fees. If you call us, if you bring an animal in, if you need help figuring out what to do with a wildlife in your backyard, there are no fees to this. And so we really, really rely on Western New York and the angels here to not only pay attention to when wildlife's in trouble, but also to support us to provide this service, which really, I mean, I think we forget how lucky we are in Western New York. Most places don't have a wildlife center that you can call with these sorts of problems. So we're very unique and very lucky here in Western New York.
We can't imagine what it would be like without the SPCA in this area.
That's right, we can't. And it's such a part of us. Like I said, it's a part of my family, it's a part of my neighborhood, and it has been for over a century.
You know, this is a great day to remind us of all of that. You know?
That's right. And we need to be thankful and grateful. And, I keep coming back every day because every day I see something miraculous happening here at the SPCA. And I think that's why everyone else just keeps coming back. You've been here how many years?
Right.
Yeah?
Many.
Yeah. Right. So we
almost
just
from the beginning here.
We keep coming back because it's so valuable and so important.
Yeah. All right, Barb, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Barb Haney with the SPCA. USDA's Wildlife Division here, and it's an open house day today. You can come by all day long and tour all of the departments. It's all open to the public, and adoptions too are half off today. It's really the only day of the year that they do that, and your donation gratefully appreciated for the SPCA serving Erie County. You can do that three ways: 873-SPCA, that's on the phone, or text 800-77, text the word donation to that, or go online to yourspca.org.